D sits down on the rock and starts to reach down to take off her boot when she suddenly hears a rattling noise from her right, and she freezes instinctively, holding as still as a statue, staring straight ahead. Hey, D, what's... Uh-oh, something's not right. Dez, come quick! Dez running over to Ellie. What is it, Ellie? What's wrong? Look at Dee. She suddenly stopped moving, and now she looks terrified. I can hear a faint rattling sound. I think she may have just sat down beside a rattlesnake. Oh my God. Let's spread out and slowly approach from opposite sides until we can see where it is. They slowly circle around Dee until Dez can see the rattlesnake, coiled up and ready to strike, its head high in the air, its tongue darting in and out of its mouth as it smells its prey. It looks like it could attack with its deadly venomous bite at any moment. Dee continues to hold still, sweat pouring profusely down her face, arms, and back. Her heart feels like it is about to burst out of her chest. Ellie, options. Well, our only handgun is in Dee's backpack on her back, so we can't use that. I have a hunting knife, and I'm a pretty good knife thrower. But if I miss, Dee could be toast. If you don't try, Dee could still be toast. We'd better risk it. Get ready. I'll try to distract the snake as you circle around so you can see it more clearly. Got it. Ellie watches Dez move away from her, drawing the snake's gaze in Dez's direction. Ellie circles around until she has a clear line of sight to the hissing, rattling snake. She takes careful aim with her hunting knife and throws it. A scream splits the air. Ah! As the knife strikes the snake right in the center of its neck, just below the head, the snake falls dead. And Dee suddenly leaps up from the rock and bolts away from the dead snake as fast as she can run for a good 3 minutes before she slows, calms down, and turns around and starts walking back, trembling in shock and fear the whole time. Feeling exhausted, she collapses, sitting on the ground with her legs crossed, shaking violently. She retches a few times as she throws up to her left side. Yeah, that was a close call. Well, I guess I know what we're having for dinner tonight. Oh, God, no, not me. I'll eat sand before I'll eat that snake. Think of it as sweet revenge. Yeah, bad joke, huh? Dee, sit there and try to focus on breathing slowly. Gather your wits about you. Ellie and I will set up camp.